Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mamma mia! Welcome to Guilty Pleasures, the host that loves this movie. I am your host this week because unfortunately Zach Ankles Korsfeld is out. I am Kelsey Dara here with special guests Rainey and Miles. Oh my god, did you get a fucking soundboard in between the last 10 minutes
There's
of
always
the podcast?
A soundboard on this thing. I just don't use it all the time.
What? What other noises
use it,
do we have?
Use it so much. Nice.
Do you use them on the other podcasts?
Occasionally. Shit. I don't always use it.
Okay. Wait,
you should only use that last one. Please. Only use
This one?
That's not.
Yeah, this one?
Yeah.
And as always, we've got Garrick Bernard telethoning in from where the fuck are you? Georgia, baby.
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, baby.
Our celebrity. Guys, yeah. I am so fucking thrilled not only to have you guys here, but because we're finally doing a movie, a musical that Garrick has been forced to watch. Yeah. We're doing Mamma Mia!
Mamma Mia!
Mamma Mia!
Here we go
again!
If you don't know, now you know. It's a musical turned movie. ABBA songs, dance. Yeah. We got Meryl Streep. We got Amanda Seyfried.
Yep.
We've got the hottest older men over 45 in Hollywood playing dads. Mom's a hoe. She slept with three men all those years ago.
Yep.
And now her daughter's getting married. And surprise, daughter read her diary, invited the three men who she thinks are her father. It's an episode of Maury. They all come to the Greek island.
Talking Greece.
It's it's a festivities. It's a fun time. This is Mamma Mia. How is that log line?
That's right. Strap in for 3 hours because this is just a fucking hell ride.
Now, I think I have a feeling I know how we all feel about it in this room, but I'd like to immediately turn the mic straight over to our friend Garrick Bernard. Garrick Andrew Bernard.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Andrew.
I gave you a middle name. I know you don't have one.
Yeah.
How are you feeling today, my friend?
I feel betrayed. Honestly, if I'm being completely, completely honest, I feel like somebody was like, no, we're going to get them with this one. And you did. You got me. You got me. You forced me and you sat me down to watch a movie that my mom would rent instead of the movie that I wanted to rent.
That's pretty rude.
Clockwork Orange to Gerald, to Amanda. You've been weaseling your way out of musicals this entire fucking TV show.
I didn't weasel my way out of the P.T. Barnum shit, and I had to watch this.
And you just loved it.
I was gone that week.
It didn't count.
Kelsey would have loved it.
What's one thing that's wrong with this movie?
Well, we're going to get
everything.
There.
I'm just saying, what problem would you have with it?
Yeah. Like, what?
The ADR,
like
what? Everything is ADR. They just start singing out of nowhere.
I want to hear ABBA. I don't want to hear Amanda sing. I want ABBA singing.
Well, it is Amanda singing.
It is amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, then why did you say ADR? Because
they recorded it
They're
not
outside.
On site. They didn't play Miserabit. They recorded it at a studio in freaking Studio City.
Rick, was this your first time watching?
Crazy. Yeah. My mom loves this movie.
Does she actually?
She loves this movie and The English Patient for whatever reason. But
we should have had your mom
she
on
would
this one.
Always. Yeah, no, no.
Can you imagine Rick's mom as a special guest?
It would be very cute, but I would. I can't do that.
All right. Well, we know how you're feeling about it. Rainey, what's your history with Mamma Mia?
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's seeped into my bones. Like, I have so much history with it. I want to bathe in it every single day. I love this movie. Also, okay, so my history, I guess it was one of the VCRs in my friend that I like, I was really good friends with her growing up. So I was like always at her house. It was in her thing. We went to see it at the DCPA, Denver Center of Performing Arts, shout out.
Whoop.
And in eighth grade, we did a, I was in choir and we did a mashup of Take a Chance on Me and Bad Romance by Lady Gaga. And it was really, really bad.
Yeah,
it was really
bad.
Can
you give us a taste?
Do all the parts.
If you change your man's.
So you do that part, and then I do
if
the
if you
rah,
change
rah,
your mind.
Rah, 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 rah.
Oh, no, Rainey.
I hated all of it. So safe to say you're a stan?
Oh my gosh. I mean, truly, like, I, this movie I just think is so joyful and such a jubilant female friendship moment. And I just can't believe that Garrick doesn't like it. And I'm like, actually just confused.
Can you not believe it?
Yeah, because I thought, you know, I thought he wouldn't want to watch it. But once he sat down and started, I thought he would like it. It's Miles. ABBA. Do you not like ABBA?
No. I mean, I do enjoy a good ABBA song from here to there or whatever the term is. I don't know terms.
What's your favorite
ABBA song?
let's
look them up right now.
Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen's a great one.
It's gotta be.
What's the most famous one?
Mamma Mia.
Dancing Queen. It's not Dancing Queen.
Gotta be.
No.
Yeah.
Miles, what's your relationship to this movie?
I've seen this movie a number of times. I think I also probably saw it with my mom when I was growing up, when it came out. And I watched it recently with my friend of the show, who we watched Greatest Showman with, Eric Striffler. We did a live show, but we watched it in front of an audience.
You've done a live show of watching a movie in front of the audience before the actual podcast of Guilty Pleasures has done a live show watching a movie in front of an audience?
Kelsey, I've done dual content with my friend Eric of like three episodes of Guilty Pleasures.
What?
But we did it in front of a live studio audience in December, last December, and then we watched the Mamma Mia 2 in New York in April or something. Oh. So I've seen both of them and I gotta say they're fun, but that comes with a big caveat, and that's if you got a glass of white wine and you're sitting there with your gals and you're ready to woo.
Oof.
Now that's gonna be an Academy Award winner.
Oh yeah.
But if you're not there for fun and flirtation, you're gonna have a bad time.
Listen, Miles, I was there for fun and flirtation.
Bullshit.
I was watching this movie with my girlfriend. Sequoia walks in and she's like, "You're watching Mamma Mia?" Sure. And then she sits
Sequoia
down.
Like
she's
it?
Like, 5 minutes in, this is bad. And then leaves. And then leaves.
What?
Because it's that's what, that's what
I'm starting to question Sequoia's taste. And I've never questioned anything
she's ever
done.
She's got great taste.
Did she see the flipper scene?
But it's...
Because there's no way
the
boys dancing on the dock with their flippers.
Yeah.
He didn't watch it.
Yeah, we all saw
it.
She didn't like, you didn't like that part?
I was watching all of that. I watched the cliff climbing scene and the hen scene and all of that. I watched it all. I couldn't get
Meryl
into
fucking
it.
Meryl fucking Streep, Garrick.
I know. And listen,
Streep.
I know Meryl Streep is a living legend and a national treasure and all of that. No matter how much you are streeping your way down the streets of Greece, I still don't like it. I still don't fucking like it.
I'm interested in this because I get that there's a disconnect here. And I want to solve it. I want to sort of figure it out.
Yeah.
And this segment normally comes a little bit earlier, but... Garrick, what could be done to this movie?
Oh, yeah. We brought segments back, y'all.
Segments are back because Zach's out.
Yeah.
And
daddies are running this podcast now.
And the question is, what could be done to make this movie Garrick watchable?
You don't make it.
Yeah, you can't say you don't make it. And you can't say they can't
sing. I
won't
say you don't make it.
Because they've got to sing.
And I can't say they can't sing. They got to sing. It is a musical. It is based off of musical. I think that it's much better as a musical. I'm pretty sure. But so the whole thing with it and the ADR, maybe cleaning up the ADR, maybe that would have made it a little bit more and like cut down on the songs by
they
half?
Did do Whoa. Every song ever. That
they did all of the songs.
The movie should be an hour.
So like, right. The movie should be an hour long. There was literally... Like you couldn't go a full scene without a song being in it.
That's
and I'm
every
like,
scene
okay, this
song.
Is actually crazy.
If this
every
movie was 57 minutes, it would be in my top 10.
No. If this movie was 57 minutes, it would be The Proposal.
Wow.
And so that's why it's The Proposal is a really good movie.
It's a great movie.
And if you follow those guidelines and just add three dads or whatever.
I have something to admit.
Trip abroad.
Kelsey.
Yeah.
I
know.
Okay, you know I'm a musical stan. Troop 6529 forever. Okay, thespian at my heart. Mm. I had never seen the musical.
Oh, that's okay.
Wow.
It's okay.
And I'm not going to lie. I don't know who ABBA is.
I also, like, if you showed me a picture of several people.
Is it multiple people?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Does anyone know the history of ABBA and why? Because apparently they made the music first and then the musical came from the music.
What do you mean they made the music first?
Yeah.
They're a very famous band.
Yeah.
Okay, you're pointing at me. I literally just told you I don't know who ABBA is.
They're a very famous band from the 80s.
Yeah. Where from?
And maybe the 70s.
Sweden?
No.
Yes.
They're from America.
No, they're Swedish.
They aren't singing in Swedish.
That was the other band that was Swedish.
They're
that
not?
Was the one with the cones on their head that was Swedish.
The Coneheads.
Oh, okay.
So they're an American band that sang pop ballads. Then they wrote the musical to put all their stuff in.
They wrote the musical?
I don't know about that. We should.
This is crucial. We should do research.
How was Mamma Mia made? Let me see it. Origins.
Because I love the movie. I think it's a good time. I will be here to defend it because that's what I do usually when Garrick hates it so much.
Oh my God, you're right.
What?
ABBA wrote this?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
It's by British playwright Katherine Johnson, based on the songs recorded by Swedish group ABBA.
They are Swedish!
And composed by Benny Andersson and Bjorn Ulvaeus.
Wait, so they literally made the musical. Okay.
Yeah.
That is my first pleasure. The fact that some ABBA fans heard all of their albums and were like, how can we fit these into a musical and came up with this gorgeous puzzle of a Maury episode? The father?
Yeah.
I will fight against that and say that is a guilt because this is the first iteration of IP and using it to squeeze out every dollar out of the American person.
Okay. Don't be over here acting like Kelsey during Minions. This is unacceptable. This is unacceptable.
She tries to make the Minions rant about capitalism and sexuality.
And Miles
so
cut it out.
Congratulations.
And I would
now
do anything
is about
to get that
well.
7 minutes back.
I left you probably 10 minutes of the
minutes of my Minions capitalism
release rant.
Release the Kelsey rant.
Other Zach was on the verge of tears as you tore into his beloved franchise. Anyway, but I do think that
what happens when you take the goggles of capitalism off.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a cash grab to me because people love this movie.
The musical.
And they
too.
Love the musical and it's fun and flirty for them. But let's get into some pleasures here because
Didn't love the movie because it got a 55% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's ironic.
That can't be true.
People hated it.
It's irony.
Yeah, but people don't get shit.
They don't get musicals. You have three musical theater fucking humpers over here.
Randy, were you a musical theater person?
I just assumed.
I thank you for assuming that. I actually, like, not until recently, really.
Oh,
I wasn't a thespian. Mm. We didn't have theater at my high school. And
what?
I know.
Did you go to Amish school?
I went to Denver School of Science and Technology. The only art class we had was creative engineering.
Oh my God. Yeah. What a travesty. I'm going to protest.
Wow. No wonder you're in the business you're in. You never had your creative outlet.
I was repressed.
Yeah. Yeah. No live theater?
Maybe you are a thespian. You're coming out of the closet.
I mean, now I'm like super high key. Like I just listened to all of Hadestown.
Oh, what a great.
But can't get into that. But
great soundtrack.
Yeah. So I should have been a thespian, but I wasn't. But now
I am. So honorary thespian.
Yeah. Honorary thespian.
Yeah.
People love the movie. They love the musical.
I mean, Amanda Seyfried's really charming. Like, I think she's great in it.
Let's talk about it. Yeah. Pleasure.
Pleasure.
Greek. When I think of Greek,
I think of
Amanda Seyfried.
And I think of the most Greek looking woman on the planet.
Okay.
I love all the curly blonde hair.
The
just
blue
like
eyes.
Mountains of curly blonde hair.
Yeah. Meryl Streep, Greek.
Greek.
They're not Greek, by the way. Even in the plot of the movie, they're not
Even
Greek.
Even the poster for Mamma Mia, the musical, is like dark features. You're like, that's a Greek person. This was like,
What if it's Amanda Seyfried?
Interesting.
Yeah.
What if she's Swedish?
Yeah, she does.
I mean, they might have been trying to throw it to some roots, but yeah. It was also that those women came to that island on vacation and like bought a hotel.
Oh, she didn't buy the hotel. In Mamma Mia 2, all is revealed.
No.
She found the hotel.
From
and kind of just
homeboy's
moved in,
aunt,
to be totally
right?
honest. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so she colonized Greece.
She in Mamma Mia 2, it becomes clear that she sort of colonized a Greek
she
island.
She Columbo'd yeah. our fucking
She yeah. just sort of takes
yeah.
it over.
Yeah, it's island. Full colonization as soon as the movie starts.
You're like, don't jump on board.
No. I'm jumping on board. Because it's like, look at this shit. They're just like, oh, I'm a vacation abroad. Oh my God, look at this swanky hotel. Yeah. I'm going to live in it. This is mine now.
And then she bosses the workers around. Yeah. That was my one guilt. I was like, all right, Meryl Streep, you don't have to treat them like, you know. Yeah. You know, they live there too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But let me tell you, in terms of pleasures,
yeah.
The whole scenario of I don't know who my baby daddy is
is great.
Is gorgeous. So hot to me.
Yeah.
For some reason, because we see the first guy, right? He's the Swedish dude, blonde hair with the boat, blue eyes. You think that's got to be him.
Mm.
Then you see Mr. 007, who I have skied with before.
You skied with Pierce Brosnan? You have to go into it. You can't just drop
He's
that.
Got a place in Telluride. We were in the same ski school. I didn't know it was him until lunchtime.
Whoa. What did he do with cool flips?
That's
or
crazy.
No one was doing flips. It is a ski school.
Uh-huh.
But he's a great skier. Very kind person. Yeah. Very charming. He's, very nice to look at.
I bet he smells good too.
I didn't get that close, but I agree.
Like a man that old.
He's got to just be wearing the rich.
He's rich. He smells good.
And then you got good old Humpty Dumpty.
He's Bond rich.
Who's Humpty Dumpty? Who's our British English like fucking...
Alexander Skarsgård's dad?
No.
Oh.
The Humpty Dumpty, the British guy.
Colin Firth?
Thank you. Humpty Dumpty.
Oh my God.
God, the disrespect.
Oh my God.
Compared to 007.
Mr. Staircase.
This is who you're, this is your queen? This is your
this
king?
This is your king?
Is somebody calling Colin Firth?
Yeah.
Humpty Dumpty? I'm sorry, but the cast is fucking stacked.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cast
and the concept of one of those three men being my father.
You know what was weird though? Was that one of the dads, I think it was Sam, was like, oh, I'm glad that my sons haven't seen you. Like they would never forget you or something. And I was like, that's her half sister, like half brothers.
Is it revealed who the dad is?
Do they reveal?
They didn't know that. That's true.
So they're just being like, well,
oh, they're just being like, oh, you're hot. Yeah.
Did you think that
do they
were being
do
like,
they reveal?
We should really get this family together. They didn't know yet until later.
Right.
Until
the dads don't know why they're invited to the island. They think the daughter invited them to reunite with Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep thinks they're there just by pure fucking chance.
I mean, if I'm 50 and I get an invite to a woman I slept with 27 years ago to a Greek island.
Yeah. But you're still in love with her.
Are all three of them? No, they're not.
Yeah.
Just
well,
Pierce.
No.
Just
one of them was.
Well, one. No, but the other boy was adventuring.
Colin Firth.
So yeah, he was trying to expand his palate.
Yeah.
And Skarsgård, what was his excuse?
He's on a boat. He's just
Skarsgård was on the adventure. And then Colin
wasn't
Firth
he still
was,
but they all still had the crazy Gaga eyes for her.
Yeah, but it's like you know, they're all just trying to slam again probably. And then
except
they get
for Colin Firth
because
he's gay.
Which was gay in the movie?
Yeah, he like says, you know, you were the only woman I ever loved. No, you were the last woman I ever loved. And the only woman I ever loved. Oh. And then he looks back at this gorgeous little Greek man and is like winks. And you're like, oh, he's gay.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got to play to their audience. Oh.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
like they know that the this movie's got to have some gayness in it. Of course.
But either way, those three plus Meryl Streep plus Amanda Seyfried. Mm-hmm. Done. I don't know how you could possibly say this was no one. Did,
and ABBA, they, like, they and all like believed one of those it. Famous bands.
They ever. All did the best they could with what they were given.
And now, Garrick, now that we've sort of gassed it up, give me just a very specific moment that you thought was dumb.
Everything you've been explaining, literally everything. So if you,
the story
if you
have a scenario to you at least?
Where, yes, well, if you have a scenario where I don't know who my dad is, so I'm just going to be like, oh, let me just invite them because this isn't like a court case that happens in every situation and every film that I've ever watched.
I got chills.
Or every,
I got chills
like,
what you're describing. I got chills.
Yeah, I was like, it's,
you,
yeah.
You got chills.
You said, saucy. You said, you got chills. I don't know who my dad is, so I'm going to invite everyone. I got chills.
Yeah, saucy.
That's so fucking crazy.
What are you?
You invite all of the dads to just be like, look at who I've become without you.
No, no, she's not like that's not her headspace. That's not her headspace. She's a 20-year-old white girl.
I know, like, that's not, I know that's not her headspace, but that's what I'm saying. That's fucking stupid. Yeah. It's so dumb that isn't her headspace. You don't know your dad.
But she's
your dad walked out on you, and so now you're happy about it.
No, he didn't walk out of you.
She did not walk out.
She never told them.
That for what she knows, no. For all she knows, her dad walked out on her. That's literally the only thing that she knows. You guys are out of your fucking mind.
She does not know. The mom never told them. No. The mom said that she never told them. The mom was like, Meryl Streep was like, I'm fucking sucking these guys, not even letting them know.
Yeah.
And so they all are like, who knows? We're freaking diddling over here, diddling over there. And Meryl Streep doesn't know who the daddy is. And because she's freaking don't need no man to get a little.
Period.
And they don't know because she never said anything.
To back up Garrick for the one and one time only that I will back him up on this episode. The chaos for me was that she did this on her wedding day.
Yeah.
Sure.
I get that she needed to lure them in, but the stress of a wedding?
Right.
Yeah.
Combined? And then I'm going to have this man that I don't know walk me down the aisle.
What if he was like, a this drug is every addict? Not that they're unlovable.
This is it literally if you put it as Tyler Perry's Mamma Mia, this would be a completely different movie. It would be such a different fucking movie. Everybody would be upset. Somebody's getting depressed. Somebody's fighting. Are you out of you? This is crazy. It's crazy that this is a good scenario for you guys.
She is
it's
nuts
insane.
By the way. I'm fully hip to the idea that she's crazy and she's luring these men to the islands in a strange way.
Yeah.
But I want to know who my dad is, although I get it that, like, not DNA test, but like ancestry wasn't so readily available. So you can't just like hunt down your father and all of that shit.
She
but,
did
like,
say, I'll know still, it when I see him. And I thought, well, and you that's
didn't,
a little risky.
And you fucking did.
Yeah.
And also, and this is like a problem that I have that with the whole movie is it really should be called Papa Mia. Because it's not about Mama. We know who Mommy is. But we do not know who Papa is.
She's saying
Papa
Mia.
Yeah, but she's like, Mama Mia, who's my Papa Mia? Like, she's looking for the Papa. The conceit of the story relies on finding Papa. It doesn't rely on finding Mama. So I think it's going to be called Papa. But, you know, I will say also her husband couldn't give less of a shit. And
he
I do
was
like that.
Forgettable, oh, yeah. Which apparently he I've was. Heard people say in the musical he's a lot more important. Like, he left London, the Wall Street of London, to go on an adventurous life, went to the island, met Amanda Seyfried, never left, was an entrepreneur trying to help them build up the hotel and modernize it. Yeah. And this, he's a piece of fucking ass. Yeah. He's a piece of eye candy. Yeah.
He's a hot piece.
He's a hot, hot piece. Fun fact.
Ooh.
Fun fact. Ding-a-ling. Amanda Seyfried. and that guy who played her husband, mm-hmm. they fell in love on set.
Ooh. I didn't trust him.
They were together for 3 years.
3 years?
Yes, they were in love for 3 years. Wow. And then get this.
That's a good
They filmed Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again 10 years later, and she had to act with her ex.
Oh. That's awkward.
Oh. Mamma Mia.
Papa Ooh. Mia.
Yeah, that's
Now,
bad.
That is interesting. You know, another moment yeah. that I'm just...
That makes for a better story than yeah. the story of Mamma Mia.
Shut up,
what man. About a dark retelling Man of Steel style Mamma Mia?
What's Man of Steel?
The Ooh. Superman one where it's all dark and gritty.
Oh, got it.
Like it's Mamma Mia, oh. but it's not ABBA. It's like fucking Elliot Smith. And it's yeah. I invite three guys who might be my dad to this island and it just goes bad.
And I'm trying to also fuck one of them.
The two
and
that Meryl aren't my
Streep
dad.
Is playing like a fucking crazy psychotic August yeah. Osage County character. Like, oh, now that you might yeah. be onto something.
That would be good. A moment that's iconic that I know people do online is the "Don't go wasting your emotions," and then she's sort of in the water, like getting drowned.
Yeah,
I love that.
Oh, I yeah. loved that.
I thought it was really fun.
They do a lot of fun things with the music. I do think there is a one or two of many musical numbers. I do think Garrick might be right about that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Well, let's look at the runtime here.
Might be.
Okay. Because I'm not the kind of person that hates when they burst out into song. I find that very fun. Mm-hmm. That's part of the fun of musicals is you're like, here it comes. And whammy. And Meryl Streep, was that her singing? Do we know?
I no think idea. It was.
It definitely wasn't Pierce Brosnan singing.
No. Yes, it was.
No way. It's 109 minutes, but it feels like 4 hours.
Yeah. What's no, that about? It was very long because it was a set piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we talk about Grease? Being Let's talk about the Grease. Inside of a studio.
You think it was a studio?
Don't you?
I mean, I guess the hotels.
No. I think that.
You think they shot on location in Greece?
No, I think.
I think like all their exteriors.
Exteriors on the lake, I would say, was Greece. I feel like everything else was
in a... The lake, it's the ocean, Kelsey.
Whatever.
Are you out of your fucking mind? Yeah. You think they're on like a lake in Michigan?
No.
They're probably down on the lake.
It all looked very built.
Yeah, the hotel.
The
hotel's falling apart too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
the hen house, the goat.
The Greek island of Skopelos.
I do like at the end when they walk a million miles up to that little church.
Yeah.
That's kind of a fun moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my big question was how many people are on this small island?
How would you guys feel if three of your exes just showed up? Because I think that was the most intriguing part of this whole movie was I was just like, imagine from like, I think I would love it.
Fun but thing I you also ask, hate it. I did a BuzzFeed video where I invited three of my ex-boyfriends.
Oh yeah, that's right.
To the studio to talk to them and ask them why you it didn't work Mia'd. Out. I did Mamma Mia'd, and wow. here it went again.
And how did it go?
My. How can I resist?
Did you get back together with any of them?
No. But yeah, I fucked with it. That's what I'm saying. It's so hot. Like having your exes show up and you're just like hot, sun-kissed on your Greek isle. Like yeah. one's handing you a check.
It's hot on the mother's side.
Yeah.
It's hot on the mother's side. On the daughter's side, it is absolutely psychotic.
Yeah, a nightmare.
No, because she wants her dad to walk her down. She has this dream. She has this, you know, when you're young and you're like, if I get one thing, everything's going to be fine. And it's psycho and like super delusional, but you just got to follow through. I get her motives. I don't think it was that crazy. I don't think it would have worked out in real life as well as it did in the movie, but I think it's okay that she did that.
Yeah.
I think it's believable at least.
Who do you think's her dad?
Do they tell you?
I don't think it's believable at all. I don't think it's believable.
Do
at
they
all.
Tell
any,
you?
Any semblance of that word.
They don't tell you who the daddy is.
In the second
do
one, they don't?
Yeah, that was
no, she's fucking and sucking all these guys. We never find out who the daddy is. It's literally really? Like she dates Priest Brosnan, then she dates the other guy, and then she dates the other guy. But the second one is much more like, we didn't need to make this. Let's just run the clock on these songs and Cher's in it.
Is it more ABBA songs?
Oh, it's the same ABBA songs.
No, it's not.
It's
really?
Literally the same ABBA songs plus.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, you think they're not doing Dancing Queen in the second one? You're wrong.
I think it was Sam for sure was the dad because they shared an art skill.
Is that Pierce?
No, it's the boat.
No.
Colin Firth. No, the boat captain is Skarsgård.
Yeah.
Colin Firth is the guy who is,
I think it's Skarsgård because his aunt owned the hotel and the aunt left the hotel to Mamma Mia because she needed money because she was having her child.
Yeah. I think Pierce Brosnan is just my favorite.
Yeah, same. Yeah. He's so fucking hot.
Yeah, he's cool.
Can we talk about...
They could also just do a DNA test and all of that will be solved.
Yeah, but no, I don't think we wouldn't have Mamma Mia 3.
The technology is not there in the Greek Isles.
Yeah.
They would have to go to the mainland.
My favorite pledgy is the two older friends.
I was just going to say.
Of Meryl Streep.
Love
them. Gorgeous
performance. Rosie and...
I did like them.
Okay, good.
We got one.
I like them. I like them. And I...
I thought they should hook up.
And I liked the will they won't they with the older lady and the black Greek kid.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is very funny.
Yes. That was really funny.
He just kept popping out of the ocean.
Yes. You're like, how old is he?
You know what one of my very favorite parts of this movie? Swimming as a method of transportation.
Oh yeah.
I want that.
Good
swimming
point.
Is a method of transportation.
People would just jump in the ocean, swim over to the boat, hop out, mm-hmm. be like, I gotta go. So you jump back out. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. That's my dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who needs life vests?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Except all of Pierce. Them can swim. Or no. Skarsgård did.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think he knew how to
swim. Because he kicked out of the boat.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Also, did you guys watch True Blood?
Yes.
Because Skarsgård, his son, is actually, I think, the hottest man in Hollywood.
Alexander or the other one?
Alexander.
There's so many Skarsgårds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Alexander.
They're all famous.
I love Alexander Skarsgård.
Yeah. But the best friends were such a delight. They're tall and skinny and short and stout, goofy. One's rich, full of Botox. One's just trying to keep her visor on the whole fucking time. It's like, what girl doesn't have those two kooky pals?
Yeah,
to just poke you and prod you in all the ways that your pals know how, to call you a whore, to support you when you're crying, to give you a glass of wine when you need one. Yeah. They just had the comedic timing down.
Yeah, they are, I think, the movie highlight for me because they're just the Rosencrantz and Guildenstern of the Mamma Mia universe.
And you know who I could have forgotten about? Amanda Seyfried's two friends.
Yeah, I don't even know
who the fuck were they.
Oh, yeah, fucking irrelevant. Bippy and Boppy. who cares, right?
They were just obsessed with threes. Three men, three friends.
It's like, it's like, we get it.
We get it.
We get it.
It's just been three.
But that's that's the classic musical thing though, right? Where it's just the three witches or whatever, three dwarfs are coming to town.
Yeah.
The three gentlemen of, there's the two gentlemen of Verona, but you get what I mean. They come in groups and they're always a pairing of the groups. Whatever the female number is the same as the male number. It's, it's classic. And as soon as you see it, you're like, okay, well, who's going to get together?
Yeah, and I think that the whole thing did make me want to go to Greece, though.
Oh, yeah, and also dance. I was so upset I was watching in the conference room because I was like, I need to be dancing right now. Yeah. There's no reason to watch this without dancing along.
That's a dancer.
I was going to say, for the actual musical numbers themselves, here's what I like about musical diddly-doos in movies, right? Yeah. It should propel the plot forward. You know, it shouldn't be giving you the same information just as a song and dance. And I feel like we really learned a lot.
Yeah. I'm sorry. This is a bit, right? No, you have to be doing a bit because...
I agree.
No.
Yeah,
sorry.
They totally moved it.
They're ABBA songs. They have nothing to do with this fucking musical.
It was a bit.
I was trying to do the thing where you told me, Miles, that it was so bad it was good.
Oh, there you go. You're doing a good job.
Thank you. I'm an actor at heart. But
that's right.
Okay, no, I do think that the songs moved it forward, not in the lyrics, but in the Meryl's crying. She's so upset. Her exes are there. You didn't know that was how she's going to react. She might have been we need to get to business. But instead, she was like, I'm sad. So I did learn something from that.
You learned that she was sad.
Yeah.
That couldn't have been done with words.
No.
Yeah.
And the movie ultimately is a music video.
It's the greatest music video except Lemonade.
Yeah.
It's the
greatest music video except Lemonade.
Yeah, it did remind me because I was like, this is an album music video, Meryl Streep.
Mamma Mia is better than Lemonade.
It's
that's the title of the episode.
No, it's not. Lemonade is the only one that's better. It's the only one that's better.
But the way.
Such a crazy thing to say.
And the way it's shot is like a music video. It really, like the camera movements, the way my favorites were when it would like randomly zoom in on someone's face when they're like
practical zoom.
It was shot like a music video, but like the crazy thing about music videos is that they're 3 minutes long. They're 3.5 minutes long. So when you extend that for an hour and 109 minutes, you said?
Yeah.
It's while also adding in little chunks of dialogue, then you have this short film, I guess, that's like kind
of what bad. If you cut out the music?
No, I don't think I have a fix. I have a fix. If we would have cut out the chorus of every song,
it'd be probably 25
minutes.
It would
be a perfect movie.
And also, I'm just curious, like, what would the story flow? Yeah, I think, by the way, it completely would. If you cut out every song and just had the movie,
I'd watch it.
It would be the same story.
Yeah, it would be the same story. It is a fun-ish scenario to, like, dive into. Which is, like, I invited my three dads to my wedding. I don't think that it would end up like that at all. I think it would have been a crazy, like, shit show of a scenario. But
wait, you're telling me this
interesting enough.
You're telling me the ending wasn't a shit show enough for you?
No.
They literally don't get married, and there's a surprise proposal.
They do get married.
Yeah,
no.
I want to see people get into a fight. I don't.
Amanda Seyfried and her boyfriend don't get married. They say
they don't get married.
I don't want to do this anyway. Let's go travel the world. And they're like, well, since we're already set up for a wedding, and Pierce Brosnan is like, marry me, Meryl.
Right. I forgot about that.
That was, you were telling me that wasn't messy enough for you, Rick.
No.
You wanted to see someone get pushed off a cliff?
I wanted to see the three guys either fight each other.
Or fuck.
I wanted to see them get mad at, like, the mom getting mad at everybody, or the mom getting mad at the daughter. Yeah. The daughter being mad at her father's. Like, it's just, it's crazy. Like,
you want Dear Evan Hansen.
No. I don't want that.
You want it to be messy.
I want, like, I want like a story of like LeBron and his dad. Where like LeBron becomes LeBron.
LeBronomia.
And then his dad comes back around. LeBronomia. I want LeBronomia. LeBronomia.
LeBronomia. LeBronomia.
LeBronomia.
LeBronomia.
I want that. Like she's become this like this crazy wealthy person, and she like owns Greece. Let's say she owns Greece.
Seems like she kind of does.
And then they start coming back around.
Also, like this island, like hey, what is the commerce like on this island?
Daddy.
All we got to see on this island was the hotel, and then like a mysterious dirt road that I believe led to like a full thriving city on the other side. They tried to pretend like it was this little island, but it was like, does everyone work for you?
There's like a store on the island.
Yeah,
I know this from the geography of Mamma Mia too, but there's a store on the island and like that's pretty much it. There's like a little bar and a restaurant and then the hotel.
Honestly, Greece is kind of like that.
I've never been to Greece. I've always wanted to go.
It's gorgeous. There's in Mykonos, there's a town pelican that like walks around and like comes up to
your town pelican
and you like feed it and it's massive. It's
I've never been to Mykonos, Kelsey. You've
it's
got to go to Mykonos.
Place,
okay.
You mean you never did Yacht Week in Mykonos? Can't relate. Guys, I'm in my hoe era. Don't forget.
Love it.
But Greece is like, it's hilly.
Mm.
Lots of white stone.
Yeah.
And a couple towns, a couple restaurants, and clubs and drugs.
Yeah, I think they could have used some drugs.
Yeah, this could have used drugs. This
they were on some drugs at the bachelor party.
Were they?
For sure.
You think?
What type of drugs?
Ketamine.
Ketamine
might be my new favorite thing, you guys. I'm not endorsing.
You gotta stop promoting ketamine in the podcast, Kelsey. You talk about it all the time.
Because it's so, there's no come down. It doesn't affect, as long as you don't do it too much.
The DEA is gonna fucking bust down this podcast.
Okay, but there was a lot of alcohol use in this movie, it seemed.
Yeah, everyone it did make me want like an Aperol Spritz or like a, you know, Campari something.
Ooh, a sex on the beach.
Yeah, not
a
my
Mai
thing,
Tai.
But yeah, Mai Tai could be good.
Yeah.
Also, I like the boat stuff because boats are cool to me. I think that it's cool to be a sailor. I think it's cool to be on a boat.
I love the idea of aquatic freedom. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
So like just somebody being like, I'm going to take the boat
you're
out.
You're a yacht
blah, blah, blah,
daddy.
Blah,
yeah.
But like any, Yeah. Any show or movie that takes place underwater where people can freely move about underwater.
Yeah.
I'm like how I thought you wanted to be a yacht daddy, but you want to be a fish.
Yeah. Fish fantasy.
Yeah.
I'd be a fish. Yeah. 100%.
You bring up a good point though, Rick, that I don't think for a woman who's poor, that can't run her hotel, this was a multi-million-dollar wedding. Okay.
Oh,
first,
yeah.
Yacht daddy pulling up in that little sailboat.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was not cheap. Did you see that wood grain, honey? Yeah.
Well, she can't be paying her employees well.
She's not probably not paying
probably
them.
Probably not paying them at all.
Yeah.
She's just like, work for me. I'm the only business in this town.
She's got prime real estate on a cliffside.
Yeah. Pennies.
It's Greece.
To pay for food for all of those guests.
The goats.
The goats. You got to feed the goats.
Yeah.
The outfits that they showed up with.
She's got like 20 overalls.
They've got so many there. That dress.
Yeah.
Honey, this was a private Greek island wedding.
Yeah.
We're going to pretend she's poor.
No, she's not poor.
No. Did you see that skin? Okay, the sun does not make you look like that. Not enough vitamin D in the world to make those wrinkles gone.
She paid for that.
I don't trust the husband. And I think that he's sketchy, and I think they're going to break up momentarily. Yeah.
Why? Because he sort of did very little, and she invited three random strangers. to their wedding, so she can sort of hoodwink them into being her father.
I've just seen that guy. I don't trust him.
You know, I did think he was a little sus when she finally revealed, like, okay, I did this thing behind your back. And he goes, you only wanted to get married to invite your fathers to a wedding?
Yeah, that seems like a reasonable thing to be mad about, though.
No, she
what
didn't
a
plan-
fucking leap.
Yeah.
No, that's a crazy leap to make.
I want
to
marry
that they didn't get married. So isn't that
why? But they didn't get married not because the dads. It's because she knew he didn't want to get married in the first place and she wanted to travel the world with him because they were only 20 years old.
Were they supposed to be 20?
They were 20. Yeah.
I didn't look like that when I was 20. Mm.
It was like, Skarsgård was like, how old are you? And then she said 20.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little sus. I would have been like, hey, you lied to me. That's not cool. We like built this foundation on trust. I wish you would have told me about one of your deepest childhood core wounds. Like, let's talk that out,
sis. Hey, Kelsey, you could.
No, you know I'm going through it. You know I was going to be married one day, and then that guy broke up with me. It was mutual. But I was like, as soon as that happened, I was like, oh, she's in an abusive relationship, and she needs to run. This man was gaslighting the fuck out of her.
She invited three strange men to their island.
They could have been her father. They're not strange.
She's just so charming that I'll give it to her, you know?
Yeah.
And he is like weird. Like he's just like, what's his deal? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I told you what his deal was. He ran from the London stock market like a fucking crazy workaholic cokehead. Ended up on the Greek island.
I feel like you're putting some stuff on this guy.
Yeah. Like a crazy British.
And he fucking broke my heart.
How did we even get here?
No one on Wall Street is sober.
That's true.
Period.
Yeah.
But it's in London. It could be different.
Nah, it's not more posh just because they got an accent, mate.
And he's gonna like,
I don't know. They might have different.
He's gonna gentrify that hotel. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought he was Greek, to be honest. He had that nice tan going on, those dark features. I was like, oh, he's from Greece.
No one's Greek in this movie.
No, not a single Greek person. No, even Abba is Swedish.
Except for the workers.
They're gentrifying
that. Goes back to the colonial aspect of things.
Yeah, they gentrified the town.
Yeah. I have fun facts.
Please, fun facts.
Okay, so we already know the man is Seyfried and that guy dated.
Cute.
Hell yeah.
Pierce Brosnan was not going to do this movie. They had to say, hey, we have Meryl Streep on board.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, you kind of got me. And they said, all right, now go see the musical. Yeah. And he went and saw the musical and was like, fuck no. They were like, but Meryl's here. And he was like, well, if Meryl trusts it, then I'll do it. And so once Meryl was confirmed, then he did it.
Yeah.
Even though he didn't like the musical.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I have actually a fun fact.
Oh?
Did you know? This movie was... Let me confirm this fun fact, because I'm pretty sure that
you're about to lie to us?
This is true. When did Mamma Mia come out? 2008?
What? Really?
Yeah, that's what it says.
I thought it came out like a few years ago.
Mamma Mia, Tom Hanks.
Do you not remember a time like recently where it came? Maybe I'm thinking of this.
So I am fairly certain that what happened with this movie was that the musical was on Broadway. Mm-hmm. 9/11 happens. Tom Hanks and his wife go and see the musical on Broadway, and the country's in a very dire place. And I've heard this story through several different like people, but the idea was that Tom Hanks saw this and was like, Mamma Mia, we have to make this a movie. America needs this movie to heal. And so Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson executive produced Mamma Mia.
No.
And they got the movie together and got the funding. And then it was obviously much later, that it was 2008 when it came out. So like, obviously like, you know, it took a while to make the movie.
Meryl.
And it's Meryl. Yeah. And like, I mean, it's, you know, but that is the word on the street. Is the
Do
Tom
we think
Hanks
that's how we got Meryl to begin with?
Yeah, that's what I was,
That is, because Tom Hanks almost starred in it, but then he didn't.
He would have played Humpty Dumpty, I bet.
He would have
played,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have played comic first character. So, okay. Here is the arrogance of actors. You're telling me that after a national tragedy, the thing we need right now is
it
a
healed.
Film?
It helped.
It healed America.
It helped a little.
It healed America.
No, at least a little bit.
It didn't. It really didn't. How about we?
Mamma Mia healed a post 9/11 America. That's the title of the episode.
I just watched it and it upped my mood a little bit. Listen, don't say no to a few pennies.
For like a second.
Yeah.
That's
for like an hour.
Not bad. It's better than making
you
it worse.
Put this on in the background in summertime.
Don't let
at
the terrorists win, Garrick.
Some sort of holiday. It just feels like a holiday movie for some reason, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I just feel like whenever an actor says that I'm doing this to have the nation heal, they are upping themselves to a level of God that is very much not true and very much like delusional in my eyes, because you are not healing. You are distracting. You are distracting somebody for an hour and 50 minutes.
But distraction is a form of
healing.
Yeah.
You know, I won't. You know what I actually will say? I don't.
It's a form of healing. I feel it's a.
Do you think
it's a form of coping?
I actually don't think that's true. I don't think Mamma Mia did that, to be totally, totally clear. I don't think that Mamma Mia healed America. But movies that I do think have healed America.
Name one.
Monsters, Inc.
Top Gun Maverick, maybe.
Top Gun Monsters Maverick, Inc. maybe. Like, I think that actually distraction can be. You know what? Actually, Everything Everywhere All at Once I saw and I was like, this actually makes me feel good, not only about, like,
because
it's
I
sort
think
of
that's
about
just
empathy.
Because we had nothing else. During that time, the pandemic was happening. We had nothing else.
Yeah, but to me, that movie, it's not even about whether it was like the best movie or not. I liked it a lot, but whatever. I think it's just it was about empathy. And so I left the theater being like, oh, yeah, it's like it is important. You know, like, I don't know.
Family.
I think the movies can be healing.
It is important. Yeah.
But I don't think that Mamma Mia did sort of solve the Middle Eastern crisis, but
maybe.
At all.
Maybe.
At all.
Maybe we need to
we
credit.
Literally tried to heal by ravaging another country. Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I don't think we need to
in that case, it's the most American thing.
Yeah.
I feel like we don't give enough credit to joy. And I think it's like, this movie can just be dumb and easy and like happy. I think that's so powerful and like really important. And
I agree.
I think it's good. Like it can be a distraction. Sure. It's like,
even the sad stuff was upbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think that there's a lot of credence to that. And I love a joyful movie. I love the movie 27 Dresses.
Ooh.
Oh.
I love Eat, Pray, Love.
Ooh. Who
I
doesn't?
Think that those are movies that are just like feel good. Julie and Julia is one of my favorite movies
sick,
of all time. They
put
just
it on.
Feel good to watch.
They make you feel better.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia is. Now, I know that Garrick has an aversion to musicals, and I get that, Garrick. And honestly, I feel for you. I wish for you to experience the joy.
You said this about P.T. Barnum as well.
The theater.
You know, I wish, yes. Much like P.T. Barnum sort of healed America with the power of live theater, I feel like I wish that I could heal America with the power of Papa Mia.
I mean, there's not a third, you know, maybe there's something to be said about a third movie.
Mamma Thria.
Mamma Thria.
It would obviously be called Mamma Thria.
Who would you guys hook up with? Which of the dads?
All of them. The
Pierce
same
Brosnan.
Time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to
Pierce Brosnan. You said that Alexander Skarsgård is. It's Pierce Brosnan still.
yeah,
is the hottest man in Hollywood.
Yeah.
He is the most stunning person I've ever laid eyes on in my life. Have you seen that bit with him and Will Ferrell at, I think it's the Golden Globes? They're presenting with each other and Will Ferrell cannot stop admitting how handsome he is. And it's so fucking funny.
It's really funny.
He knows.
So this is Meryl Streep's biggest box office hit.
What?
Of course it is. Of course it is.
What?
She's probably so upset about that shit. Like, oh my God.
You gotta think she's upset.
Way better things.
Holy shit.
Okay, here's something really controversial. I didn't think Meryl Streep was like that.
Leave. Good. Leave, Rainey.
In leave. This movie?
Leave.
She was sort of like, her reactions were always sort of like,
what?
A little forced.
Hey, Rainey.
Yeah, you handle it. Miles, you handle this.
Meryl Streep.
In this house will be protected.
I get that she's Meryl Streep and nobody wants to say anything bad.
America's darling.
I know, she's cool. I like her.
Watch Julie and Julia and you'll fucking be red-pilled by Meryl.
Really quick aside about Julie and Julia.
Don't, if it's negative.
Sad that Julia Child didn't like Julie.
Yes, but that's part of sort of the human connection. That's part of sort of you make an expectation, you make a goal, and it doesn't always go your way. But at the end of the day, you're still that bitch.
Ooh, we hear that. That's like Tommy and Pam.
You know what I mean? You're still forcing your goals because it's like, don't meet your heroes.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, Julie was just as cool as Julia.
Okay, that was
good. It's one
good.
Of my favorite movies. I think it's great.
Yeah.
But Meryl was fine.
Oh my God. I just the way she reacts, the way I found her probably extending the scene a couple beats or the moment a couple beats, I could watch her all fucking day. Even if it was a little bit like she was acting for the theater, even though it was a single cam feature, fine. I'll take that note and shove it right out the door. But she is... I know we always say it on this podcast. She is a masterclass in acting. I could just keep my eyes on her the entire time and have a good time.
Yeah, she does steal the show.
Now's the time of the podcast.
Yeah.
Where we have to decide, is Mama motherfucking Mia a guilt, a pleasure? Mm. I'm just playing guilty. Wait, no, a pleasure, a guilt.
A guilt, a pleasure.
Or a guilty pleasure. But how does Zach say it? Oh, he goes, a guilty pleasure, a pleasure, or just plain guilty.
There you go.
A pleasure, a guilty pleasure, or whatever.
We should probably start with Garrick.
Garrick,
take it away.
Try. Go ahead and try.
All right. So go ahead and try. I will succeed. Because I do feel like this is built off of a premise that like completely looks over every episode of Maury and every episode of the Jerry Springer Show.
It's like Jerry Springer.
I don't know.
What?
Oh, no.
What is Maury fucking Povich?
I just go, oh, we're
how
so
old. Are you?
Rainey's a Gen Z. Don't worry about it.
How old are you? 25. I don't know. Oh. Jerry Springer?
I think she just missed the window.
Jerry Springer?
Holy shit. Maury Povich, you are not the father?
You are not the father.
Oh, you're not the father.
Yeah,
okay, sorry. Garrick,
the opposite of Darth Vader.
All of those situations are just to live off of the realism of the scenario that we are singing and dancing about. And then on to the singing and dancing. Every time I watch like a live thing, I am not a live thing, but like just a live action thing. I am watching this to be whisked away and let my imagination take me away. Although I have watched like, you know, the Transformers series or any superhero series where it's just like, oh, this is something that obviously cannot happen. It is way more unbelievable to me that someone would just break out in song for whatever reason. So with all of that being said, every time somebody starts singing, I immediately get taken out of it. And I'm immediately like, oh my God, I am watching people play pretend for a living. Mm-hmm. And I cannot help that. I cannot help but thinking, oh my God, this is so fucking corny. I know, and I get that. I understand that. Every time I act, I'm like, damn, I'm playing pretend for a living. This is fucking stupid. But even still, when I watch it and the illusion is broken, it is so silly for me that I cannot watch any further without being like, oh, this is a guilt. This is 100% guilty. I can't.
Okay, so you're gonna cut the last 3 minutes out.
We'll just cut
all that
out.
Okay, Rainey.
All right. And that's the cut.
I think this is just a pleasure. I think that it is a jubilant romp. You just sit back.
Jubilant.
I wish I had, I mean, what Miles was saying, it sounds amazing. Friends and wine. I'm going to do that maybe tonight.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think like having that on when the songs come, you dance along. And then
she goes out
tonight.
Yeah, you said you're gonna do some friends and wine on a Thursday evening.
On a Thursday,
she's 25.
And yeah, I thought the dads were all really hot. I thought the mom's friends were great. I thought Amanda Seyfried killed it. Seyfried.
See, I like loved Seyfried.
Her. She's good.
Regardless of her last name, I loved her. And I don't have any ice steel, so I'm really trying to like get in the headspace of Garrick, but I really just don't even really understand your criticisms in any regard because I
wow, the disrespect.
Yeah,
she said take your opinions and keep them.
Yeah, and I think it's totally reasonable that a 20-year-old girl would invite three of her dads. It's so
she's 20. I think this is a guilty pleasure. I think it's a ridiculous movie, but it's really it's really fun and it's full of joy, and I think that it's like inoffensive. It's clearly struck a chord with Garrick in the same way that Minions struck a chord with Kelsey. And which is so funny to me. It's always funny to see what's so, like sometimes movies will really get under your skin in a way that is so unexpected
makes
to me.
No sense.
It makes no sense and it's so funny. Anyway, I think that it's a good pleasure. It's fun. The music's fun. It's like flirty and great and about, you know, joy.
Yeah.
For lack of a better term.
Yeah.
Amanda Seyfried's smile is just to die for.
Yeah.
So it's a guilty pleasure.
Amazing.
Watch
actress.
This and have fun with it. And you can like watch it and make fun of it and be like, oh my God, the jumping. Like, you know, it's fun.
Yeah. I'm going to have to agree with Miles as a GP, DP. Mm-hmm. I think the only reason why it's not a full pleasure is because those songs were long, man.
A little long.
That was a lot of film they rolled on those songs. Yeah. Fun fact, they only did the last scene where the fountain bursts once. They did one take. Yeah, because they didn't have enough. They didn't have enough days in the schedule to do it twice. So they just did it once and they got it and it worked. Rainey, Miles.
Yeah.
What's your fun and fearless guests. Oh, wait, we're doing that segment too?
You got to do it every week.
Oh my God. Okay. So this is the new segment we are allowing now that Daddy Zach has been fired from the podcast where we give our pleasure of what we're watching.
That's called My Pleasure.
Nothing. It's called My Pleasure. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Nathan For You, new show, The Rehearsal. I'm behind everyone else, so it's new to me. It's unlike anything you've ever seen on television before, and I'm going to leave it at that recommendation because it's literally like nothing you will ever watch ever again. And I don't think it can be recreated.
Yeah, and I think the caveat is it's nothing like you've ever seen unless you've watched all of Nathan For You.
Yeah, okay, fair.
In which
but
case,
elevated.
Because one of the episodes of Nathan For You is, I would say, the pre-pilot for this show.
Got it.
In a great way. Like, I think it compliments, but My Pleasure is the movie Collateral with Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
I watched it the other day. It was on Hulu and I watched it. And I was like, fuck yeah, this rules.
Hell yeah.
It's so awesome.
We brought it up when we were doing Lucky Number 11. And I'm so happy that you're watching it.
Dude.
It's such a good fucking
movie.
It's
good. It's just like Tom. Essentially, the premise is for people to watch at home. I actually think this is a cool segment because it means that people go like watch stuff. But
that's
Collateral.
The goal of the podcast.
Collateral is a movie in which Jamie Foxx is a cab driver. He picks up a guy, Tom Cruise. And Tom Cruise, all of a sudden, a dead body falls on the cab that Tom Cruise has killed. And Tom Cruise is like getting Jamie Foxx to drive him around the city while he commits all sorts of dirty deeds.
Mm.
And it is a great fucking movie. Tom Cruise has gray hair in it. And it's just...
Daddy
Cruise.
You gotta love a moving bottle episode.
Yeah.
It's fucking fun because it's just based around the cab for the most part and where the cab stops.
Yeah.
So it's literally just this wild night. Kind of like how Nightcrawler was kind of like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I love definitely.
Those movies. Rick, what's your pleasure?
It is not a movie or a show, but I've been playing Psychonauts 2.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it is a really obscure story-driven game that is about a young boy pretty much who is a psychic and he can like go into people's minds and he fixes their traumas. And it's a platform. So you're like jumping around in people's traumas and all that stuff. So like an example is he's helping somebody with alcoholism.
Yeah.
And all of the little platforms are like beer bottles and like martini glasses and shit like that as he like tries to help them through this issue. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that rolls.
Brainy, what's your pleasure? Do you have one for us?
Well, okay. So I just moved and I don't have internet still, but I'm waiting because I watched the first season of Only Murders in the Building. Mm-hmm. And now I'm getting ready for the second one, but I watched one episode and I will as soon as I get Wi-Fi. Although Cara Delevingne and Amy Schumer are really dragging it down. So I don't even know if I'll finish it, but I am, once I get Wi-Fi for sure, that's what I'm going to be watching. And the first season was magnificent. I loved it. Martin Short, gorgeous. I actually think I also missed the window for Steve Martin. So I'm sort of like, wow, like, do you guys know about him? Like, he's
The biggest star.
And he's really good. Yeah. No,
he was literally the Kevin Hart of his era.
Randy Miles, where can people find you?
At Miles Bond on everything. Check out my podcast, Perfect Person. And yeah, that's it.
It's Raining Toll on Instagram and Rainy Toll on Twitter.
And that's it for this week. I'm Zach Corn Diddy on all... What's his thing? I'm Corn Diddy on all the things. I'm Kelsey Darrow on all the things.
And I'm Gary Bernard on all the things.
And until next week, Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Here I go again. My. How can I resist you?